we're talking about the Holy Ghost becomes our teacher. Once we come in there, now we have to be tutored into this greatness. And the Holy Ghost becomes our tutor. He becomes our teacher, teaching us through people, teaching us through circumstances and so forth. And he begins to develop us now and perfect us and having us come on up.
Do you feel weighed down by mistakes and failures? It's not God's will for you to remain in condemnation. Find out more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland and guest Bill Winston, and learn how to break free from the chains of your past.
Welcome, everybody, to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. We get right into God's Word. Father, we thank you for your Word today. We receive it. We open our hearts and our minds to be renewed and established in the kingdom of God right here in this earth, to think kingdom, speak kingdom, walk kingdom, know kingdom of God instead of the kingdom of darkness. Your word says that you have translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and we receive it. And we walk in it in Jesus' name. Amen. Join me again today in welcoming Bill Winston to this
broadcast.
God bless you, Bill.
Good to be here.
Let's go back over there to that 82nd Psalm. That's where we were when we closed yesterday.
Now, this, Brother Copeland, is the piece that we read because we're talking about this earth and what's going on in it. And it's a lot of darkness in this earth. And the enemy is the prince of darkness. He's the ruler over that dark world. He has become the god of this world system. So now, as he's functioning as that, the church is now coming into this world. We're introducing or reintroducing a new government. We're bringing in the government of the kingdom of God. Got nothing to do with religion. It's a government. It's a kingdom. And so now, as we are reintroducing this, Jesus said, we are the light of the world. So we're coming in with light in dark places. Now, what do we call darkness? Basically, in the Greek, I heard it's called it's ignorance. It's translated that way. Now, it's not that the people are just rebellious. They just don't. Many of them just don't know any better. And I know when the enemy kind of used me one time. This lady was, I'd just gotten born again. And, you know, when you get born again, you've gotten translated out of the kingdom of darkness, but you're just right in the door of the new kingdom. Yeah. And we got to learn our way around in the house. And so what happened was, she said, came to music practice, and this one, I'd gotten born again in that first church, and they didn't know that much in that church. And she said, my daughter's real sick. I was asking about it. I said, well, what's wrong? Well, she came down with this, and the doctor said this. I said, oh, my goodness, she's bedridden and so forth. Now, I'm just wanting all God I can get. I didn't know how to any way to other pray. I went home, and I said, Lord, please don't let this come on her. I'll take it, Lord. Now, that was sincere, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's bad. I did the same dumb thing. I had such a zeal to help people.
There you go.
Boy, I mean, the Lord jerked the slack up out of me.
Yes, it did. Jesus bore all of that.
Yeah, he did.
We don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. So as we're coming into this world as the church, we're coming into this world to establish people in areas that they've been walking in darkness. And people many times come down on the people, but understand, they're walking in all the light they have. They don't have any.
Yeah, you didn't know. You didn't know what you're talking about.
I didn't know what I was talking about. No. How about the Apostle Paul? He's on the Damascus Road going after some more Christians we call in the way. And really, he was in the way. And he was going after Christians. He was bringing them in to testify about their death. Now, what was happening there? He had information, but no revelation. And in this earth, just having sense knowledge or knowledge of intellect or whatever is not good enough. that you're coming into a time now. It's kind of like us, Brother Copeland. When you first started training, we start training in a little old light propeller-driven airplane and so forth. Wow. You know, so it would be hard to kill yourself, really. And what happened was, as we went on and progressed, we went to multi-engine and then went to jet airplanes. I mean, you and I flying around. Well, what's happening? People have gone as far as they can go with that propeller. And if you want to go any further and any faster,
you got to get out of that.
Got to get out of that. Yeah. That's the kingdom. That's the kingdom. It's more power. It's more everything.
Or like Jesse, when Jesse first got his airplane and the guys flying for him let him come up front and sit up there with him. And they ain't let him monkey around. They let him talk on the radio, and he's doing a bunch of stuff. And he said to me, boy, Brother Copeland, I can almost land that airplane. I said, Jesse, almost landing is a crash. he said, don't talk to me like that.
But now
that's an illustration of what you're talking about. And he probably could, what little information he had, he'd picked up enough to where he could probably get it down there, somebody there to help him, keep him crashing.
Yes.
But he didn't have enough yet. Mm. And that's where we've been all the time. Plus, we tried to mix religion with it.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that's darkness mixed with the light, and that ain't going to work.
Goodness. And the thing about it is now we're talking about the Holy Ghost becomes our teacher. Once we come in there, now we have to be tutored into this greatness. And the Holy Ghost becomes our tutor. He becomes our teacher, teaching us through people, teaching us through circumstances and so forth. And he begins to develop us now and perfect us and having us come on up so that we can actually establish God's kingdom in the earth.
What did he do when you prayed that?
When I prayed that prayer about that sickness and so forth, I got sick. Whether or not it was something that was coincidental, I don't know, but I came down with a bad cold and so forth and so on. And I had to learn. I'm trying to find scripture to get well. And I had to learn. I said, wait a minute. I don't need to bear that. Jesus bore that.
He took you right to the Word.
Right to the Word. Yes, he did. Yep. So, see, I was walking in darkness. Paul was walking in darkness, thinking he was doing right by testifying against the Christians to have him killed. But he was wrong. And the reason why he was wrong is because he had no revelation. He had no light. The light that is in the world they have is a dark light. It's not the true light of Christ. And when that light comes in, it opens up. Whoa, my goodness. I see this thing now. Now, it's been there all the time. But the prefix, has to do with to do again, to go back. And it's actually pulling the covers off of something that was already there all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Well, Scripture says wisdom cries in the concourses.
It really does.
It says, hey, I'm here.
King James
says simple. The Hebrew says stupid.
My goodness.
Hey, stupid. How long are you going to stay stupid? I'm here. His religion has given us the idea that it's almost impossible to find out the will of God for your life.
Mm.
It's almost impossible to walk in these things. It's such a struggle. It's so hard to do. No, that's what the Holy Ghost is here to do. We walk in the light as he is in the light. His blood cleanses us from sin. So the Word says his wisdom is hidden for us, but takes faith. Takes faith to connect, doesn't it?
Now, you're mentioning that, and I want to read this, but then I want to go a little bit into this word that you even wrote a book on. I still got it at home, called the force of faith and then the force of righteousness. And I looked at that book because I had to deal with righteousness in terms of the releasing of the sufficient amount of faith to be able to get some things that I wanted to get, because the enemy would try to condemn me about my past. Yeah. But when I been born again, I became a new creature. So now here, the blood of Jesus cleanses now, but the enemy is the accuser of the brethren to remind us, boom. And condemnation is a disease of the spirit. It weakens it to faith. And so now if I want to get strong in faith, I got to have a platform to build it on, which is righteousness. When condemnation and sin consciousness and guilt and shame and all those things have been dealt with and they're removed, faith in a believer grows to miracle working power, almost unconsciously.
Praise God, yeah.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how much condemnation tries to sap the faith of an individual who's moving forward.
Condemnation doesn't work.
Oh, my goodness.
You can condemn yourself for sin in your life.
That's exactly.
Beat yourself over the head.
My goodness.
And, but it don't work. It doesn't do anything about it.
You don't go anywhere.
No.
You don't go anywhere. And the steps that people make, they won't initiate anything. In other words, you know, just like an inventor, a natural inventor, I mean, he got to be open to some new ideas to do that.
Exactly.
But condemnation doesn't let you open up. And that's why you have churches, when somebody's just whipping a lot of condemnation from the pulpit, the thing don't grow. Anybody don't want to step out. They don't want to witness to nobody because they kind of condemn themselves. And, well, thank God, I ain't perfect myself and so forth and so on. But you said in that book, Awake to Righteousness, and it'll even keep you from sinning.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm just saying that now because that's part of the message that the church has to bring to the world. And Paul had that revelation of righteousness. And that enemy tried to kill him over it. I mean, he didn't want him to get that word out. So anyone who's preaching this truth and setting people free, the enemy comes to try to persecute them. And he comes and use all of the systems that he tries to put together to try to make that happen, to bring them to naught, to make them either get discouraged, to make them feel that they're going to fail. And all those scriptures I've gone, I got scriptures that you'll never fail. I've got scriptures, all of these. Why? Because he's trying to use all kinds of things on me. Why? Because we've started a Joseph School of Business for entrepreneurs to become trained up Christian way. What are we going to do? We're going to convert some of this wealth. I'm trying to start us on things like this mall or the banks or whatever have you and all of this. I'm just saying, tries to stop the initiative, tries to stop me from thinking, as Brother Robert said, ICI. Different kind of inventions and concepts and ideas. All that's supposed to flow through the church. All that's supposed to be flowing through us. But boy, if we're not free, we can't even hear God because we got no faith to receive it, and we certainly can't move out. So what does the church do? Stagnates. Right there. And what do we just start doing? Having entertainment. Praise God. Who's coming to town next week? Well, you coming to town, praise God. You know, you said you can lay hands on the sick and you so forth and so on and that kind of thing. So we just, that's what we've gotten to. But now God is getting his church moving again. Brother Copeland, I feel it coming.
Oh, I do too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And the world system, God knows we need it because, you know, anytime you can see people having situations where they can come in and little sixth, third grade kids are plotting against their teacher, you know, and stuff like that, this world is in trouble.
Yeah, it's in deep trouble.
But
where sin does abound,
yes, sir, Brother Copeland,
grace does much, not just more, but much more abound. But it has to have you through which to abound. Mm. I mean, we are born of the light. The scripture says, said you were darkness, but now you are light. Put on the armor of light. Walk in the light as he is in the light, and his blood cleanses you from all sin. You enter into that place of rest in Christ Jesus and quit trying to earn your place in heaven and all that kind of thing, and let the blessing work.
The blessing work. Ooh.
And then wherever you go, you take that light. That's the reason God sends people into such dark places. Mm-hmm. Not because he's mad at you. It's because he needs light
in there.
He needs the blessing over there.
Yes,
he needs to start turning that thing around over there.
And see, that's part of this chosen thing. Because we're chosen.
Well, it is.
Yes, it is, Brother Copeland. To take this light
into that dark place.
Oh, praise.
Where his light is dim, take the light. And so we, if we're not built up on the inside, if we can't see that, if that doesn't become a revelation to us, the tendency is just to sit around and waiting for another sermon. Well, praise God. Wasn't that a good sermon, Brother Pope?
Yeah, I was in a church one time, Bill, and the Lord said, I want you to teach on soul winning. So I did my morning classes on soul winning and so forth, and then the people divided up into teams and went out. It's a little small church, and went out to put into practice what we were learning. And there was this one person that said, they said, don't you want to come out and go out with us? Well, no, I'm not ready yet. Well, what do you mean you're not ready yet? Well, you know, I'm not dead yet. You what? I thought she was dead. But no, I'm not dead yet. I'm dying out to self. Well, I mean, you know, the dying out to self is one thing, but when the way you crucify the flesh is to get in motion on the Word of God.
Yes,
you step out and step into what God is saying. And that's what religion does to you. And see, she'd heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this is a wonderful person. This wasn't that. But she'd heard this preached, and she was trying to do it. And what was coming out of it was condemnation.
Exactly right.
And she's trying to get that condemnation to work. My Lord, if I could ever get over this.
And Brother Copeland, if they get out there, here's the deal about it. When I first start witnessing like that, or when I had have people and taken them out when we first started the church in Chicago, I remember one of the biggest testimonies that we had, the greatest testimonies, is people coming back and saying this. You know, when I start talking to her, speaking about a believer talking to an unbeliever, I didn't know I knew all those scriptures.
Yeah, now, that happened to me, too. I thought, whoa!
Now, you see what I'm saying?
It's coming out of you.
There was something in Egypt that Joseph needed to be able to bring out of him that ultimate model. You know, there's something in that what can bring out of you when you get out there that you even didn't even know that was in there, because it's in there all the time. Yeah. But this Joseph created the most powerful economy in the world. And it's interesting how God couldn't do it where he was. It's almost like something had to happen to transition him into an environment that would help to bring forth this thing. Yeah. And I'm saying we're sitting in the pews, and that's fine. But there's a finishing that has to happen. Somewhere we got to step out in that which is purpose
Praise
for our lives. See?
Well, now, God had said to Isaac, he appeared to him after Abraham died.
Yep.
And he said, I will perform the oath which I swore to your father Abraham. Mm. Well, he was going to perform it one way or the other. Now, here is Joseph being born a prophet into that household. Now, everybody there is seed Abraham.
Yes,
everybody in that house had the blessing on them.
That's right.
And none of them walking in it. Zero.
That's exactly right.
And here he had a dream. He couldn't turn to the book. He didn't have a book. But he had these dreams, and God gave it to him twice, so he had it confirmed in him. And he did that in order to perform the oath that he promised Abraham that he would
indeed.
Do. But they wouldn't receive it. So God had to get him out of there.
Right.
He couldn't develop there. They wouldn't receive him developing. So he had to get him out of there, and get him, because he still got to perform that oath back over here. But he got to get over here and work on this thing because they ain't receiving it over there. But you know what? Funny thing, Potiphar received it.
He sure did, didn't he?
Yeah, he just let her get rich. Boy, this is let her happen right there. When Joseph went into Potiphar's house, he didn't know nothing about running a ranch. He didn't know anything about anything he was doing there.
That's right.
So, but the pressure was put on him, and the blessing was in him. So there, he learned how to walk in that blessing and that anointing to run that man's farm for him, to run the cattle, to run that whole operation, and it just kept getting bigger. And he had to learn more, and the more he learned, the bigger it got, and all that. Well, then his crazy wife got in there and got him all messed up, and he got thrown into prison.
There you go.
Well, he ain't never run a prison. Mm-hmm. But now the blessing started working. He had to take from God how to run a prison. The way the prison was being run obviously wasn't on that hot, because what God gave him increased it. And so the prison is being run right. Now, all of this stuff he's about to use to become prime minister of Egypt. In that vision that God gave him, the answer, the king, was not only the answer to the problem, but the plan. The plan was in there. Joseph didn't know the plan, but he got the plan in the spirit. So then, as prime minister, God was able to perform the oath for his father and his brothers and all that bunch over there, because God's word was out. So Egypt couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it. It couldn't do it. It had to have a person who had the blessing on their life and a person who would receive the download.
Yeah. And the way he got it, he just said, no, I'm not doing none of this stuff to violate my dreams. I can't do that. God gave me those two dreams, and I'm not going to let anything get in the way of them. Well, as long as he stood in that, the blessing is operating. It's a blessing, Abraham. Mm-hmm. Everybody in that household had it. It was there, and they're starving.
That's true. That's exactly.
But this young man got over there, and I mean, the pressure got put on him. He had to have some answers. Well, he got them, and became prime minister of Egypt and brought blessing. Why? So that he could get that oath performed. Well, he's upholding all things by the word of his power. And us walking in that blessing, God is able to perform what he promised he would do. And without it, there's not any performing being done. We're out of time. Man, wow. Bill and I'll be back in just a moment.
From the moment the world discovered an empty tomb, mankind's access to divinity no longer knew walls or boundaries. And in the new series, Understanding Our Divinity, Kingdom Mentality, Pastor Bill Winston outlines a central reality for every believer, that through Christ you are the righteousness of God. Divinity is in you. This series examines the practical reality of the fact that the church is not housed in walls, but in the faith-filled hearts of every believer called out to transform the world. Learn what it takes to cultivate the kingdom mentality and how that mentality will change your home, your community, and nations. Understand the divinity that is in you, placed there by the Almighty God, and fear and worry give way to courage and divine confidence. Walk this earth with a kingdom mentality and live free, knowing no lack. Understand the divinity God bestows on every believer and live every day sharing in the victory of the empty tomb. Boundless joy and abundant life.
To request your copy of Understanding Our Divinity, Kingdom Mentality, log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. This dynamic new teaching by Bill Winston is now specially priced at just $20 and is available on 4 CDs or DVDs. To request your copy by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Find your place in God's kingdom. Order today.
Understanding Our Divinity, Kingdom Mentality. Your thinking precedes you. And the reason it does is because what you think is what you say, and what you say is what you get. And what you say stays out in front of you all the time, and what you say is right where you're going. Now, when you change concepts, I asked the Lord one time, Bill, I said, Lord, how do I change my thinking? He said, you choose to think something different, but you have to make the choice, because you ain't thinking that way. So you have to make the choice, which is God's word. You choose to think something different, and then you say it, and you think it, and you say it, and you think it, and you say it, until you begin to say it without thinking. So then you know you've changed your thinking at that point. You really need to get a hold of these, both the DVDs and the CDs. Get them and study the DVDs as a family, and then listen to the CDs during the day. Now, listen, we got believers' conventions. I'm telling you, we still got two of them to go this summer, Southwest, August 4th through the 9th here in Fort Worth. Then the Great Lakes Believers' Convention. Now that, I'm telling you, that's up in Winston territory. In fact, it's right there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, August 18th through the 23rd. Bill Winston is going to be there. Keith Moore is going to be there, I believe, this year. Praise God. Great and marvelous word going forth, so you can just build yourself up in the Word of God and change your thinking. That's the reason the Scripture says, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together. Because it's not just talking about church. It's talking about, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I mean, you need to gather. There is a higher level of thinking, believing, receiving when you gather together. So get in these meetings and pray with us and stand with us. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of fullness of blessing. If you'd like more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455.
It's like going from the shallow end of the pool to jumping into the deep end of the pool.
Jump into faith, hope, and love at the 2008 Southwest Believers Convention, August 4th through 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar for six empowering days with believers from around the world. Experience the presence of God in worship and immerse yourself in God's Word as it changes you forever. Special services also include Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school. There's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.